We are here at the RDS today at the iWish 2024 conference. So it is very fitting that I am now sitting down with iWish co-founders Gillian Keating and Caroline O'Driscoll. Gillian is a corporate and commercial partner at RDJ, and Caroline is a partner at Deloitte. I have managed to steal them both away to have a little chat about all things iWish and to find out what drives such successful women who are making a big difference to the next generation. So, ladies, thank you for sitting down with me. Why did you both start iWish in the first place? What was the driving force?
I suppose when we started off 10 years ago, it was very much about the talent agenda. Gillian was involved in Cork Chamber. I was involved in IT at Cork, and businesses telling us there was a skills shortage in STEM. And, you know, we were looking around the room kind of saying, where are all the women? And that was kind of where we started from, that if we could improve the pipeline of women in STEM, that we would improve the economic wealth of Ireland. I think as we went on with iWish, it became so much about heart and soul, about equity, about inclusion. You know, my daughter at the time, Darcy, was two. And, you know, as your mum, all you want for her is equal opportunity of choice, to be a ballerina or a computer programmer, to be a nurse or an engineer, to have a choice and not be limited by what society was providing at that point in time. So that's the road we went on. And you can probably hear today and see today the passion, the advocacy. It's an amazing thing to be part of. It's probably the biggest privilege of my life.
Absolutely, Caroline. I'm getting goosebumps even listening to you. iWish, among many other things, wants to bridge a confidence gap among girls. How exactly does iWish do this? And how do you measure the success year on year?
I think the best thing that we can do to improve girls' confidence in their ability is to show them all the women that are doing STEM now and the impact they're having on the lives of everybody and how we address the core challenges for our generation. So through iWish and the showcase, and you've seen it today, we have the most phenomenal women in renewable energy, in data science, in, you know, food science, in infrastructure like Irish Rail, like gas networks. So we can show them with all of the women that are out there, women who have ordinary stories but are doing extraordinary things, that there's a place for them in STEM.
I love that. And how do you measure the success in that, like, okay, this is working?
Well, it's really interesting because we've seen the numbers shift over the 10 years from when we started iWish to now. So while there are only small changes, we can see that change is happening. And we also see that, you know, the more the girls, sisters, mothers, aunts are actually engaging in STEM, the more commonplace it is within their family discussions and within their school. And it's those kind of changes, slow but real, that are really starting to make the difference.
Congratulations on 10 years of iWish this year. It has come so far since its first rollout. The iWish initiative has won so many awards, and I have no doubt will continue to keep winning awards. How do you keep it fresh and new and exciting every year for the girls?
No, we were talking about this last night, actually, and someone said to me that you always push boundaries. And I reflected a little bit about that overnight, and I actually think it's because of the girls themselves. So we survey the girls who attend every year, and we use that data to power the event. And really, iWish is an event driven, you know, for girls, but by girls. So, you know, they tell us what they want to hear. They told us about role models. They told us what they wanted to see in an exhibition, and we put that back into the event. So every year there's something different. We continue to push, but it's actually the voice of the girl that's at the heart of it. And I think that's been part of the success.
I love it. You listen.
Yep.
Oh, I love that. What does the future of iWish look like? Will there be a particular point where you say, okay, the gender gap is now balanced, we can stop?
I hope so. And actually, the strangest thing is our biggest hope for iWish is that it's actually not needed, aww, which is a very, you know, sad thing to say in a way, but it would mean we have solved this issue. It has a way to go. Gillian spoke about, you know, the incremental change. It has been slow, but it's gone from 29% participation in STEM to 36% at college level. And that will in time make its way into the workforce. But we still have a bit to go. We could still be here in 10 years. I hope not, but we have a way to go. But it's very exciting.
And it's working.
And I think I'd add to that, we remain in the interim extremely ambitious for iWish. We have some incredible plans. We see places where we could make real change. So if there's any partners out there who are listening who want to help us deliver on that change, then we'd love to hear from them.
Absolutely. This year, iWish decided to celebrate your 10th anniversary by hosting your first ever iWish podcast. Go Do You, in association with iWish. Thank you so much. I feel very honoured to be in partnership with you this year. But why exactly did you choose to run a podcast series?
But it's a new element. We hadn't done it before. You know, I spoke earlier about pushing boundaries. So this is something we hadn't done. You know, media has changed so much. We've even seen that in the 10 years of iWish. When we started, everybody was on Twitter. Then it went to Instagram. Now it's TikTok. And it's the same how we consume music. It's how we consume podcasts. It's very different. So we wanted to try something new, something fresh. We're absolutely delighted to be here with you, Amy, today. So it's been fantastic. But again, it's just that pushing boundaries piece and trying something new based on what the girls are telling us.
Thank you. Well, I'm loving it. I'm having a great day. What has been your highlight of iWish 2024, Gillian?
I think maybe Caroline and I maybe share this a little bit. There's two things always. First of all, when we come into the exhibition space and we see the work that Sharon Lombard, our partner in crime, so to speak, puts into all of this, your heart just melts. I mean, the amount of work that goes into it is phenomenal. And then the other highlight is when you go into the conference zone and you see the 1,000 girls in that space hanging on every word of the girls and women who are speaking to them. That's just magic.
Sharon is some woman, the work she does, and she makes it look easy. Caroline, how about you? What's your highlight?
Yeah, and it's very similar. I probably would add one more, but I think it's the team that we have and the heart and passion that goes into it. And Sharon does a fantastic job, but so do our partners and our sponsors that just get behind us. I mean, you know, we have faced challenges every single year of iWish. Something hits us, like it was COVID, we have had teacher strikes. And the last couple of years, the cost of living crisis hit us very hard. And what I mean by that is that some schools couldn't afford transport. And then Éireannáit Éireann and Bus Éireann kicked in, and over half the girls attending today are here because of free transport that was provided. So that community, I think, that iWish has built over the last 10 years has been extraordinary. And, you know, that we can pick up the phone to people and they want to help. The atmosphere when the girls come in, it's electric. It is absolutely electric. And you just feel, you can see the impact. You can just see the moment when things are changing for them. And it's just incredible to see it. And I suppose a personal one today, former President of Ireland, Mary Robinson, was here. I mean, she's such a hero of ours. I was in school myself when she became president, and I said it to her when she was coming out that she was a huge inspiration for me. And aww, she just said so simply, but we all need somebody to look up to. Aww. And I just thought that was amazing. She's yes, iconic. So it was an amazing privilege to meet her today. It really, really was. And the girls loved her as well, which is brilliant.
Oh, I love it. Gillian and Caroline, thank you so much for your generosity to the community, for putting optimism in the potential of young girls to become skilled STEM graduates. We thank you for your dedication and hard work every single year. You are making such a difference to the lives of so many young girls at a very important crossroads in their lives. Thank you so much for everything, and roll on next year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.